it took the threat of a storm and Governor Cuomo's intervention to end a three-week lockout for Con Ed workers.
The families of the employees who've been dealing with this hardship, it will be over. So it's just sometimes a storm has a silver lining.
With that, Cuomo announced yesterday that 8,000 workers are back on the job. The governor also brought the union and the utility together to reach a tentative four-year contract deal. The announcement was made at the governor's office in Midtown Manhattan. With us now is WNYC's Bob Henley, who's been following the story. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning.
So, you know, the lockout had been going on for 3 weeks. Why now?
Well, it's easy now, you know, after the storm passed with, you know, damage in Elmira, but certainly it looks like we dodged one here, and with the exception maybe of parts of Westchester and up in the Hudson Valley. But late Wednesday into Thursday morning, Sotirios, Governor Cuomo saw a very different picture, a pretty nasty weather map with a large system. Forecasters had predicted it would produce intense wind, rain, hail, and possible tornadoes. And now, you know, here's the thing. Their memories of the Halloween blizzard that caused the region's power grid was still fresh in a lot of minds. So Cuomo, what he did was he got both the company and the union to get past their own more narrow issues and see the bigger picture. There was potential for a real public relations disaster. Imagine if there had been this morning people woke up to tens of thousands of Con Ed households in the dark. So the utility and the union saw that they needed to get past this. And there already had been on-the-job injuries for managers who tried to fill in for the locked-out workers during the 3 weeks that started, I guess, June 30th. Midnight is when July 1st is when the lockout started. So Cuomo also explained to reporters at the press conference when he announced the settlement his own special style of personal persuasion. Take a listen.
I think, Bobby, they spent 5 hours in the room with me, and they desperately wanted to leave the room. And I think that's actually what did it. They just came to terms to get away from me.
I guess it really did work out. I mean, while there weren't a lot of outages caused by the storm last night in our area, Con Ed did get most of those outages back online last night. So who's the winner here between Con Ed and the workers? And what are the terms of the contract they decided on?
This sounds really trite, like win-win. But in point of fact, the narrative is everybody did win. This was a pretty dangerous situation that festered for 3 weeks. And that's kind of troubling. It invited unexpected consequences. Back in 1983, there was a nine-week Con Ed strike, also in the summer, that was to blame for a blockout in a swath of Manhattan, Sotirios, that included the garment district after a water main break set off a fire in a power substation, unintended consequence. Now, you know, the thing is, you know, what are the terms of the deal? That's what people want to know. As far as we know, it's 4 years long, but it's going to take time for the board of Con Ed to find out what's in the deal. And also Harry Farrell, the union leader, has got to take it back to the 8,000 Con Ed workers. I think we can pretty much surmise that they found a way to bridge the gap that existed over pensions and long-term health care costs.
And Bob, just to wrap up briefly, what's the political fallout from this? Is this a big victory for the governor?
Well, I think that what he's done is made himself the center of politics in New York City. Remember, he's kind of been a stranger here. He's been more Albany-centric, if you will. Now it puts him at the center of politics here, and that's significant, particularly as Mayor Bloomberg's third and last term winds down. And I think he reinforced his position with a key part of the Democratic base, which is labor. He's had a love-hate relationship with them because he's had to press for concessions with them because of what's been happening with the state's long-term fiscal crisis.
Thanks, Bob.
Thanks.
WNYC's Bob Henley.